Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the budget will be presented to the Dáil on the 10th of October. That's just over a month away now. Excise duty on petrol and diesel has increased. Mortgage interest rates remain high, but there is some sign of optimism on what will happen with energy prices. So what is the current state of the cost of living crisis and how will all of that shape the budget for 2024? Well, I'm joined in the studio by Fine Gael TD for Dunleary and Minister of State at the Department of Finance, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, and I'm also joined from our Derry Beaga studio by Sinn Féin TD for Donegal and party spokesperson on finance, Piers Doherty. Jennifer, I want to start with you because there was a call from your colleague, Senator Maria Byrne. And Maria Byrne wants three energy credits. So that's the same as last year in this year's budget. Is that, do you think, likely to be at odds with what might be on the table? Because it is rumoured that there's just one energy credit coming.
Well, the most important thing is that the budget is in development within government with Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue delivering it. And so all of that is up for discussion now. There's a suite of measures available for the government to make decisions. What we know is that from Fine Gael perspective, we want to make sure that people can afford the winter. We want to make Ireland more affordable. We want to put money back in people's pockets. We want to make sure that they have more of their own hard-earned money to be able to address all of the challenges. This year, I think people will have seen a big difference. The reduction in the student charge going into university is very significant and will be felt this year. Families didn't have to buy books in most cases this year for going back to school.
Trying to
reduce the structural costs, but at the same time, trying to put money back in people's pockets.
And how concerned are you about energy prices? Because we saw Energia, they're going to bring down their prices by 20% in October, but still they're way above where they started.
That's correct. And they are way above, and we have to remember and reflect that. And that will be felt more acutely by some people than others. Last year, we were able to address both the generality and putting energy credits back for everybody. And I don't think there was a household in Ireland that didn't notice that and needed that. But we also provided additional support, if you recall, to over 70s with the fuel allowance extension and additional supports in social welfare, double bonuses and so on throughout the winter to reflect that very difficult period. We will make this a similar assessment this year. What's necessary? Who needs it most? And how can we provide the best support, both generally, because everybody needs support, particularly through tax decreases, but also in that more targeted way through the welfare budget and through any one-off measures that are necessary.
So you're not saying that everybody needs help this year with energy costs?
I think we need to reflect what's happening overall. Certainly we've seen energy prices decrease. As you've said, they're still extremely high. I think we need to get money back to people in their pockets. There's different ways of doing that. Mm. What we have tried to do to address the inflation challenge is reduce tax, because that's a big part of making Ireland more affordable. To reduce structural costs, we took 25% off the cost of childcare, which makes a huge difference, particularly if you have children at that early stage.
If you can access it.
And it makes a huge difference. And families in Dunleary saying to me, between the tax decrease and the childcare reduction for a family with two young children, both parents working, that has made a huge difference to them last year. And so the suite of supports have targeted different people in different ways, and we'll continue to do that.
All right. Will you put on your headphones there so you can hear Piers Doherty, who, as I say, is with us from Derry Beaga. So on the energy prices first, Piers. You've heard there what Jennifer Carroll McNeill says. Senator Maria Byrne, Fine Gael, says three more energy supports are needed. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I welcome the fact that Energia has come out and announced that they're going to reduce electricity prices by 15% next month. But we also need to note that 90% of customers right across the state have not had a reduction, or indeed their supplier has not indicated that there'll be a reduction in the forthcoming time. And I repeat again my demands for the regulator of energy to actually carry out that type of investigation that we've been calling for since June, to look at whether there is anti-competitive practice here, because energy prices should have been reduced a long time ago, in my view, in this state. And what is happening is not acceptable when we look at what's happening right across Europe. What we do need is we actually also need to look at what governments across Europe are doing to support their citizens in the context of high energy prices. So, for example, in Germany, in Netherlands, France, Austria, Luxembourg, Poland, and many other countries, they have introduced an energy price cap. And what that means, Claire, is they've basically said that energy companies are not allowed to charge above above a certain rate. We believe that that rate should be pitched where it was about in 2021, going back to where we were before there was those type of those hikes, and that that would give certainty to customers, to citizens, right through the winter month and into the early points of next year in terms of price prices that energy
and,
prices
and that would do cost. The job and fix the problem, do you think? So no. There wouldn't be the need for the energy supports that we had last year.
Well, that is the energy support, because what you're doing is what Germany and Netherlands have done, for example, is they've set a price that their energy mm-hmm. companies are not allowed to charge above. Now, what they've done is they've looked at the windfall tax.
But my question to you is that if that were to happen, if price caps were put in place, we wouldn't need the energy credits.
No, it's one or the other. Yeah. What that does is, if you look at how the German model does it, basically this applies to 80% of your energy consumption. So it actually encourages people to consume, because they don't get it for all 100%. But what they have is a guarantee that the price that they're paying for electricity is back at a point where it was pre the war in Ukraine, and that they have certainty during the winter period and indeed right through the summer period, because the support that Germany has provided their citizens lasts until March of next year. And okay. What they've done, Claire, is they've looked at the windfall tax that applies. We're bringing in a windfall tax that only applies to June of this year on non-gas producers. Germany have said, no, we're going to do that until March of next year, and we're going to use that resource to actually support the citizens mm-hmm. by providing them certainty. And then you wouldn't have this situation about that one company that one person has lower energy costs and the other has
the other.
And this is, as I said, look, and people understandably don't recognise what's happened across Europe, but this is a model that is happening in many countries across Europe, including with very conservative governments, and it could be applied here as well.
Jennifer, it would take the burden off government, that plan that Pierce has just outlined, because you wouldn't be paying the bill.
You would, because ultimately if you set a max, then you who pays it when it goes over that? You know, if the government becomes on the hook for that, I think there's different ways
if
of approaching
the government
this.
Becomes on the hook, but I mean if the energy companies
ways,
are making loads of money.
And the windfall tax needs to address that, but there's different ways of approaching this. Actually, as Pierce has said, I think the agility that has been shown by the Irish government throughout the COVID crisis and then into this period of very high energy prices is the right model. We've supported individuals with energy bills. We've supported businesses with energy bills as well. And that was a big issue this time last year, if you recall. Would businesses be supported? We've also shown the agility throughout the pandemic to be able to have targeted supports to keep people in their jobs, the employment wage subsidy scheme. The agility, it's a different policy approach, but this agility, I think, is what has made us get our employment figures back way beyond pre-pandemic levels. Unlike the UK, we've got one of the lowest youth unemployment levels right across the EU.
You're veering off it's the energy problem now that's facing people in the winter.
They're all linked though, Claire. The point about how you make policy choices that are going to work for the economy at large. People need jobs to be able to pay their bills as well. We have been able to focus on keeping people in employment, reducing youth unemployment to really, really successful ways. But what I'm saying is, I think Pierce's model is very clunky, and I think our model has been more agile and able to respond both to the population at large and those who are very, very much in need of additional support.
Let me just say this here. First of all, what happens in countries right across Europe, and for example, as I said, Germany again, is that support is provided all throughout 2023 and into 2024. In relation to the government strategy in terms of €200 at different points, there has been no support during the summer months. People are still paying peak electricity prices and there has been no support. So it's not actually good for citizens that they have at one point a reduction in their bill and then the other point they're going back up to peak bills. You also have a scenario where government is actually supporting €200 credits, and it's so far it's been €600 for the likes of holiday homes. We have people who have holiday homes in this state who have negative who have credit on their bills because of the energy subsidy. That's not a good way of actually dealing with this. Look, as I said, there's a number of ways to skin a cat, but the proposal that Sinn Féin is putting forward provides that certainty to people right throughout, would have preferred certainty right throughout 2023 and into 2024, that this is the price you're going to pay for electricity. And it actually deals with the fact that these companies are taking massive profits on the back of high energy costs, because what happens in these countries is that these suppliers are only paid the cost of what they actually import the energy in for. It makes sense, and that's why half of Europe are actually applying this type of model.
Let's move on to other issues that people are going to face in the coming months. So homeowners repaying mortgages crippled by interest rate increases in the past 12 months, Jennifer, what should happen?
Well, some tracker mortgage holders in particular have seen obviously a very significant difference from being essentially at 0.5% to much, much higher. And then people in non-bank lending, very difficult again. My own area in credit unions, we're trying to actually provide an alternative mortgage model where you can get mortgage from a credit union. The crucial difference there is that credit unions can offer it at much lower rates. They can be more flexible. They understand their members better. It's easier to access one because it isn't a simply a computer says no model, which is often employed by the banks. We have the capacity to lend more in the credit union movement. I'm putting through legislation in the coming weeks when the Dáil is back through committee stage, and I know Pearce is supporting this model, committee stage and final stage, to make sure that credit unions have the flexibility so that whether you're a credit union member in Kilchimaa or Roscommon or Tallaght or wherever, if your credit union doesn't provide a mortgage, they can refer you to one that does. This is a major change that will enable the community banking model that we have, offer a real threat to the retail banks, a more competitive model and a more flexible, human, accessible model with human beings in actual offices.
And that's something that might be welcome, but it's more of a medium term solution.
It's happening already and it's about the pace at which we can make this happen further. And I appreciate that it's simply one contribution to this model, but it's happening right now.
6-8% now and are really struggling. What do you think should happen?
Well,
to help
can I
people?
Just say that the credit union movement has been very clear that they would like to talk to so many of those people, that there are opportunities to switch mortgages into the credit unions. I'm not saying the credit unions are a panacea to all things. I simply want to take the opportunity, given how current it is, to tell people that this is a genuine option
but
for them.
You're saying to people that you'll need to move your mortgage in order to bring down what you're paying back to your bank. That's a long-term prospect. I'm talking to people, or talking about people who can't afford to buy their groceries this week. Do you think there should be something in the budget to help them?
I think that everything, as I've said, in particular now in September, it's more important than ever to say that it's a matter for government to make those decisions, those taxation and spending decisions. And those conversations are happening right now. I'm the Minister for Credit Unions, and I want to say that this is a really viable opportunity for people in a different way. And I don't think that's had the opportunity to be discussed quite as much. And I'd like to just put that out there.
All right. So, Pearce, is that the solution? Jennifer said that you're in favour of this, of credit unions being involved in the mortgage market, but what else needs to happen?
Yeah, look, we've argued for that for a long time, but it's not there at the minute. Some credit unions are able to offer mortgages and some aren't, and we will be supporting the legislation, as has been said, but that's not the question you asked. The question you asked, and the question that people who are listening to this programme, who've seen their mortgage costs increase dramatically, the central bank carried out research earlier this year. They have estimated that 20% of all mortgage holders have seen a €5,700 increase in servicing their mortgage compared to last year. 40% are actually paying €3,000 more than they were last year. And the question is where does government stand on this? What does government do? We've been very clear. Mortgage interest relief has to be brought back in. We put forward a proposal that would look at where the state would absorb 30% of the additional interest that mortgage holders have seen since last year.
Is that targeted or is that for everyone?
That would be for everybody. There's a cap of €1,500. That's the maximum that any household can actually benefit from this year. But when we talk about the cost of living, Claire, and we've talked about
Jennifer
energy prices.
Sorry, Jennifer wants to come in there on that
point. I just want to clarify that, because before you said it was targeted, it was specific. So is it for everyone or is it targeted? Because it's a very different thing having been on a fixed mortgage or having been on a tracker mortgage. So can you just be careful, because you've been very clear that in the Dáil that this was absolutely targeted, and now you're saying it's for everyone. I don't know how we're going to afford that.
Well, first of all, it's targeted in the form that it is for domestic customers. That's the first instance. The second thing is that it has a cap of €1,500, Jennifer. And the third point is that it is time limited.
So it's for all domestic customers.
It is for all
everybody.
Domestic customers. And Jennifer, I've discussed this and explained this in the Dáil many times. So if you're still not a fair with it, I'm happy to sit down with you and explain my proposal. And as I've said to you numerous times, and I've said to government, it should be the responsibility of government to look after its citizens. We have 20% of households have seen their mortgage costs increase by €5,700.
Pearce, can afford it. But are you saying you're going to help them too?
We're bringing forward a proposal for mortgage interest relief to support all of those families who have seen this sudden shock in terms of their interest rates. And in terms of those that are worst hit, they are the ones who have had their loans sold into vulture funds. Some of those are paying 10% of the minute, and that was facilitated by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Now, what has to happen in that regard is that there has to be a pathway back for those customers back into retail banking and indeed credit union, but those loans have to get out of the claws of the vulture funds.
I'm not in the habit of using the phrase explaining things to people, but as Pearce has decided to explain mortgage interest greatest relief to me. Let me say to him that, as we've said in the Dáil, this benefits highest income houses more than anybody else. What we want to do is provide general supports to the people who need it most. I can't believe that Sinn Féin, all they have to say about private home ownership is mortgage interest relief at this point, when there is nothing in any of your policy, your economic policies, your housing policies, about providing people a step to get on, to buy a home, to get a mortgage. There was nearly 5,000 mortgages issued in July of this year. 3,000 of those were for first-time purchasers. We can see that there is a mortgage market out there that people want to buy homes. Sinn Féin do nothing for those except remove the supports that Fine Gael and others have put in place to try to help people get mortgages. And now, bizarrely, they want to provide support that will only benefit, in a totally disproportionate way, the wealthiest people in Ireland. Whereas what we want to do is make sure that working families have supports through tax, that they have supports through direct transfers, that they don't have to pay for school books at primary schools. It's a totally different approach.
Really, really briefly, Pierce.
It is completely and utter nonsense what the minister is saying. And you know the problem is, if you rewind back one of the tapes that we did a debate, Minister, with on RTE, you said that this would be under consideration in terms of the budget. The reality is that you've washed your hands of tens of thousands of mortgage holders that are under immense pressure. And indeed, some of those, as I said, that your party facilitated their loans to be sold to vulture funds that are now charging 10%. Like, there has to come a point where you need to step in relation to mortgage interest relief. And the reason why there's a cap there, unlike the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil proposal, when you said mortgage interest relief in the past, where there was no cap, where it applied to all interest. That is why there's a cap there. It only applies to 30% of interest, because it doesn't disproportionately benefit the wealthiest in society.
And there has been an indication from government, Jennifer, that this would happen, at least for some people.
As I said, all budgetary matters are a matter for discussion now. But as what's nonsense is, at a time when we're trying to make Ireland more affordable, Sinn Féin want to bring in their last budget 2.2 billion euros of new taxes, 20 new taxes on Irish people. Fine Gael and the government want to reduce the tax burden and make Ireland more affordable. Well, Sinn Féin, through their policies, as they write them down, want to make them more expensive through introducing a whole range of tax. So let's
see
what Sinn Féin produce over the next number of times.
Jennifer.
You want to increase tax on jobs. You want to make Ireland attractive for investment. You want to increase inheritance tax, which, by the way, is a huge thing for anybody living in Dublin, any of the farmers around Ireland. You want to increase personal tax rates. You want to increase 20. I can't keep up with the tax raise increases that you want to introduce. New taxes, more taxes. Taxes on the things that have made us successful, like employment. Taxes on the things that have made us successful, like being able to have a path to a high-value job, to be able to live a good life and a sustainable life in Ireland. But you want to make Ireland more expensive in every imaginable way, but most particularly through your tax policy.
Okay.
So Sinn Féin are going to put up taxes. I don't know, is it going to be 20 different taxes this year, or is it going to be more? Fine Gael want to reduce tax and make Ireland more affordable.
See, this is the Fine Gael. When you have nothing to offer, when you have nothing to say
nothing
to mortgage holders...
full employment.
I didn't interrupt
full
you.
Employment,
when you have nothing to say to mortgage
public
holders...
finances.
Just let him
Jennifer,
respond.
With respect... when you have nothing to say to mortgage holders who are absolutely being crucified, then you come out with this type of scaremongering in relation to Sinn Féin. Let's be clear. We make no apologies about it. Yes, we will increase 3% the amount of tax you pay on salaries above €140,000. We will reduce taxes by the USC in relation to other people who are working. And yes, we will bring in taxes on the banks. Let's
talk
about one
of the tax decreases that we had last year.
Let's talk about one of those taxes.
You voted against.
Let's talk
decreases.
About one of those taxes where you decreased the tax levied on banks from 150 million down to 87 million. And what profits are they making, Jennifer, this year? 5 billion
you
euro. Because Fine Gael are the party who support the type of
families,
the bankers, the developers. But when it comes to ordinary people suffering with mortgage costs, suffering with cost of living costs,
and you have
the audacity to talk us about house prices. Your government, through its policy, has ensured that house prices are beyond the reach of an entire generation.
Okay.
They've gone up another 8% in the last 2 years.
They went up 10% in Northern Ireland.
We need to leave it there. But thank you both. 5 weeks out from the budget, we'll be hearing plenty more of this over the coming weeks. Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael, and Pearse Doherty, Sinn Féin. Thank you both very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.